The city of Syracuse has its own connections to the issue of slavery and its abolition.
After the great American Civil War that was fought to hopefully settle the question of slavery, President Lincoln's funeral train came right in front of us down Washington Street.
Former Syracuse University professor Rick Wright also recalls the city's Jerry Rescue Monument to the escaped slave at the center of the Fugitive Slave Act back in the mid-19th century. Mayor Stephanie Miner helped kick off the observance today with a flag raising at City Hall.
It's a time when we remember how much progress our country has made, but we only make that progress through struggle. So together, we celebrate Juneteenth and reflect on the progress that we have made as a community and we have made as a country, being very cognizant of the fact that there is much that we still have to do.
The festival continues tonight with an ancestral dinner starting at 5:30 in City Hall Commons. Tomorrow, a parade at noon goes from Martin Luther King Jr. School to Spirit of Jubilee Park, where music, food, and other activities go until 8 o'clock. Organizer Kevin Henry is happy to have the festival back on the South Side, but emphasizes it's open to anyone.
It's not just for African-American people. This is for all colors. Like, we want everybody to come down and experience our food, our music, that's the feeling I want you to get. I want you to walk away from it feeling like you experience our culture.
The festival is planning to be back in Clinton Square next year when Juneteenth will be marking its 150th anniversary. Chris Bolt, WAER News.